let's look at our bones and minerals. Again, this is something I say at the beginning of all my presentations, and I encourage you to do the same as you're working with people and presenting, whether it's one-on-one or in a formal presentation. Some way of saying, I'm not diagnosing you. This isn't medical advice. This is education. I'm educating you about how your body works so that you can make really amazing decisions about how to take care of it. But if you are on any medication, if you are under the care of a medical practitioner, make sure that any changes you make to your diet and lifestyle are in conjunction with that practitioner. Now, we all know that we have patients that do not have a medical practitioner and don't want to have a medical practitioner because they don't want interventions in the medical and surgical realm. That's fine, and that's their decision. But you still have to tell them that you're not diagnosing them and that they need to work with their medical practitioner. It's just, you know, where it goes. You may be able to help them solve all their problems without it, but if they are on medication or under the care, just to cover yourself, you should be telling people. So we measure certain minerals in a blood test. Not every mineral is measurable in the blood, or it makes sense to measure it in the blood. We look for functional, right? We're all about functional, not measuring the amount of necessarily these things in the blood, although some of them we do, but we look at what are the functions that these perform and what other things might get out of balance. Well, we already looked at iron. So, you know, low is iron deficiency, anemia, or it can be blood loss. High can be iron overload. We already looked at that. Calcium. Your blood levels of calcium remain fairly constant, except in disease states. So you can't use your serum calcium to tell you the state of your bones. There's no way you can do that, all right? But what you can do is look at things like phosphorus and vitamin D levels to get an idea if you're at risk for osteoporosis. When you have high calcium, you may be overdosing on calcium, on thyroid supplementation. You may have alcoholism or a pathology. And if it's low, it could be, again, thyroid imbalance, vitamin D deficiency, or magnesium deficiency. But it doesn't directly relate to the bones, okay, only indirectly. When phosphorus is high, you could be having excess vitamin D, and that can lead to kidney disease or be a part of kidney disease. It can be an issue with healing a fracture and other pathologies that are going on. So phosphorus is going to be low in a vitamin D deficiency. It's also going to be low when you have low stomach acid, as will all of these, well, except the calcium, which is maintained in that really strict balance. But you're going to see maybe lower levels of it, and you're going to see low indications of minerals when your stomach acid is low. And we'll go more of that in the digestive section. And when your zinc, one marker, a really good marker for zinc is alkaline phosphatase. When alkaline phosphatase is low, it's a good chance you have a zinc problem. And here's the problem, guys, with zinc. You require good stomach acid to absorb your zinc. You require zinc to make stomach acid. So when you find that the stomach acid is low and the zinc is low, you've got to supplement with both. You can't just say, well, I'll just give zinc and then I'll bring my stomach acid up. No, you have to do both because it's that which came first, the chicken or the egg syndrome. And then finally, molybdenum, which we're not measuring per se, but when you have increased serum iron and a decreased uric acid, it could be a sign of a molybdenum deficiency. And Debbie wants to know what level of vitamin D is considered high in functional medicine. Debbie, good question, and the slide is coming. Right after this one, we'll talk about the levels of vitamin D. So here's just, you know, looking at these, this is where you're looking, right? There's no case on this particular one. You're just kind of looking. And what I usually use the minerals for is when I see a lot of low minerals and indications of low vitamin C or low hemoglobin or high MCV, I'm thinking, is this person absorbing their nutrients? There's just a widespread amount of these. So I start to think about stomach acid, which we'll talk about in a little while.